Good morning. We're continuing in the Chayotim, Chaf Aleph, Siman Aleph. So now he goes to a few basic points about the brachas which Chazal instituted to be said together with Kriya Shema, referred to as Brachas Kriya Shema. Matiknu Lefanel Beis Brachas. Chazal instituted that we say two brachas before Shema in the morning. V'lachareya bracha achas, and then we say one bracha after Shema in the morning. We say two at night time. Bracha Rishona, he Birchas Yetzer Or. The first bracha that we say is the bracha of Yetzer Or, but he bracha Aruka. It's considered a bracha Arucha. So we spoke about bracha Arucha before, that a bracha Arucha has in it a text which contains enough of a thought that we need to come back at the end and sort of recap what we spoke about and finish off with the bracha. So we start the bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yetzer Or V'Yechoshech, and then the end of the bracha Or Chodesh Asiyam Tu'ir Benitzka Kulanu, and we say Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzer Hamaros, as opposed to bracha Kitzora, which you only have the bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu once, and it's basically one basic thought. Now, umesibin bo b'shabes akol yaducha, we add in the paragraphs of akol yaducha on Shabbos. Bimdileg, if a person forgot to say that, he said the nusach of the bracha as if it was a weekday. So in Tzarech Latzri, we will not have to go back. Ubuvad. But the section of Lekelet Shoshovas, so the beginning, Akol Yaducha and Keladon, the person would not be required to go back for. But he would be required to go back, well, we'll see in a second how far you have to go back. But for the Lekelet Shoshovas, if he forgot it, he needs to insert it. So if the person didn't say it there in the bracha, he'll say it after davening. He can't say it between the first bracha and the second bracha. It doesn't belong there anymore. Can't say it any point another time as a hefsek. After you finish the Shemone Esrei, you go back and say that paragraph. When a person realized, when he's still in the bracha of Yetzer HaMaros, he hasn't said Yetzer HaMaros yet, he would go back to Kelash HaShavas, and he would, Mr. Burr says, possibly he would, the appropriate thing to do is to read straight from there again till the end of the bracha. Now, if I'm telling you that these are not ma'akev, and you can get away without saying them, you don't have to go back, so they're b'di'avad, they're not necessary. So b'di'avad can mean a situation when it happened already, b'di'avad, when it was already done, in the situation where it already occurred, is saying, you know, this is not how you should set it up originally, but if it happened, it's okay. And there's a situation which we call b'di'avad, which means, because of the need or the necessity, we give it the approximation as if we're relying on the opinion that once it's happened, it's okay. So we rely on that reality that once it's happened, it's okay in these circumstances. So let's argue that maybe we have such a scenario. A scenario, for example, if I skip this, I'll be able to say Tehillim B'tzibur. Kamokam nearly shelo yedaleg, person should not skip the Chalkila, feel like at least Balo B'tzibur. Person shouldn't skip it, even for Tilba Sibra. Why Shere calls it Nizkir B'Zayir? It is mentioned in the Zayir that we say it. Shaminosh and Nusach Bracha Kachi B'Shabbos. So that is the appropriate Nusach Bracha. So we're not going to change the Nusach Bracha for the purpose of Tilba Sibra. Ubracha Beis He Avaraba Vegam He Bracha Arucha. Avaraba is also a Bracha Arucha. It's a long bracha. Now, it does not start with the words Bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. The Mor says there's a concept called Bracha Smucha L'Chaverto. If you have a series of brachas, and the first one you say the Shem Malchus at the beginning, Bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So you said the Shem and the Malchus, that which is required, the Mor says, to be considered a valid bracha. You said it in the first one. So the second bracha, being part of a series, relies on that nusaf, which is said all the way at the beginning. So it's if the bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam also counts for the second bracha and the third bracha, etc. So it is a bracha rucha, even though it does not start out with bracha to Hashem, it just ends with him. It's considered a bracha rucha. Interesting point. Let's say I set them out of water, but be kosher. I want to elaborate on that a little bit more tomorrow, and we'll finish off the simon tomorrow. Have a good day.